This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
The bottom line is something's up.
Now, I realize it's fashionable in some circles to believe that no one in government should encourage others to read the Bible. That we're told that we'll violate the constitutional separation of church and state established by the founding fathers in the First Amendment. The First Amendment was not written to protect people and their laws from religious values. It was written to protect those values from government tyranny.
This was in a book for Freemasons. Fictions are necessary to the people, and the truth becomes deadly to those who are not strong enough to contemplate it in all its brilliance. In fact, what can there be in common between the vile multitude and sublime wisdom? The truth must be kept secret, and the masses need a teaching proportional to their imperfect reason.
Broadcasting live from a bunker high atop Mount Hood.
All heading towards a fascist totalitarian state.
It's radio that's delivering the truth.
AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
See, the problem is they don't get to determine what is right and wrong in the process. It's all done by the central government.
And here's Paul Preston and Agenda 21 Radio.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. Are you that exceptional American? I want to know. And I suspect you are. You know, I've always had this suspicion about you. You're a rather suspicious person who's listening to this radio show right now. I don't want to make you paranoid, but, you know, listen, don't throw things at your radio. Just because I'm on the air, you don't need to throw things at the radio. Although sometimes you're driving in your car, you need to put your hands on the 10 and 2 because, you know, we know how that sort of thing works, right? Sometimes you get a little leery of it all when you drive off the road. If you feel those, have those feelings, just put the blinker on and pull over and relax. We'll bring you back to reality here on Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, so visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. We've got the convention coming up. Make sure you go to our website and check that out, the convention that's happening on the 26th of January. And we got a lot of things happening. Lots of things happening here on Agenda 21 Radio. We really do want you to feel comfortable in your own skin. Oh, David Webb. David Webb, a man who very much feels comfortable in his own skin, gets misidentified. You may have heard about this. We were talking about this in the last hour. It was because of his white privilege, of course, that David has the ability to be on Fox News and everything else. At least, well, that's before somebody figured out, oh, you know, David's not white. He's a black man. As David pointed out to the person that was a guest on the show. And he invited her back, which is nice. And I believe this woman is going to be coming back today to be very apologetic and very humbled, I suspect. But she's still going to rage about white privilege. Because absolutely, racists have to have racism, right? Racists have to have racism. So anyway, welcome aboard. We've got a lot of other things going on here. It's interesting, but Theresa May is in trouble. This is the Brexit business. And we had a vote about Brexit, and all of a sudden, lost on founders. Let's see, Beto O'Rourke. I'm sorry, I'm being distracted by shining objects. But Theresa May's in real trouble. This has been a real big headline that's been coming out on Drudge and everybody else. And I think, you know, I think it's made its way to our website. You know, I got to talk to these people. But Theresa May is in real trouble in terms of this is what this whole Brexit thing that's going on. I'm going to be talking about that here in just a little bit. It's kind of interesting this the globalists are absolutely going crazy. Going crazy. May Day, historic defeat. Will she go or will she stay? Second Brexit referendum looks more likely than ever. An interesting thing. Davos founders warn on rising tension between the world's superpowers. The president will not be going to Davos, and neither will Macron from France. How can he go with those yellow vesters, right? How can he go to Davos? Anyway, so Theresa May. Very, very interesting with Theresa May. She tries to make a deal to exit from Brexit, you know, make the Brexit exit with the European Union. Now, keep in mind the whole reason why Nigel Farage and others came up with this whole thing about the Brexit exit, Brexit as it was called, from the European Union was because the European Union is just absolutely raking in the cash flow from Great Britain. See, they're socialist, and they need other people's money. So the big kingpins for money for the European Union, who's been footing the bill, basically, has been Great Britain and Germany. That's it. Everybody else is broke as a joke, including en français, right? Yellow vesters, gilets jaunes. Get the relationship there. So what better way than to have two teats, right? You got you have Great Britain on your right and you've got Germany on the left. So when you get done with one teat, you just roll your head over to the next teat. That's what's going on in the European Union. And now, you know, Great Britain has said, well, we want our sovereignty back after, I don't know, 20-some years, one generation. And now it's a little bit difficult for even people in Great Britain to say they want to break away from the European Union because they feel allegiances. No longer do they feel the allegiance to their own, you know, British Empire, which is no more anymore, but to Great Britain itself. See, it's been breaking down their own sovereignty, and that's what they're concerned with. And they realize sovereignty is important for them as a nation, as it is actually for all the nations within the EU. This whole EU thing did not work out well because it became a socialist. Now it's starting to even, because they want to militarize themselves as EU, go figure. Hello? That's the first step towards communism, which is exactly what they want to get into, because that's the dream of the Agenda 21 folks, the United Nations. Like they have that dream here in California and the rest of this nation, they want to break down the borders, the sovereignty of all the different states. It's all connect the dots. It's all connected. So they're having trouble with that in Great Britain, and that's where Nigel Farage said, look, we want to go back to having our own sovereign. Sovereignty works, and he's correct. But then along comes this deal breaker that, you know, they want to get away from the EU, and they've got timelines and deadlines. Are they going to make the deadlines to have a successful exit from the EU? And that's where Theresa May has been having problems. So, this came up yesterday. Prime Minister announced there will be a no-confidence vote in the government today. It says here, Theresa May dared the MPs to vote for a general election last night after her Brexit deal suffered the worst defeat in British history. And see, you have a lot of conservatives who are voting against it too because what the deal that she made was not good for them. She asked the Labour to call a confidence vote in the House of Commons after a 432 MPs voted to kill off the withdrawal agreement with only 202 backing her. They don't like her. They don't like her. It says they give a big pie chart and everything else about how this whole thing went down. Big time vote against, obviously. And so the Tory rebels have voted down Theresa May's Brexit deal. I bet. It's not a good deal from what everybody says. So if it's not a good deal, it's not going to fly. And of course, they're not stupid here in Great Britain. The crushing defeat, which saw 118 Tories turn against the Prime Minister, is the worst since the advent of the full democracy and suggests Mrs. May will never win enough support for her strategy as the Prime Minister faces the darkest a moment of her career. The Tories reeled, says. The Tories reeled from the biggest defeat of any modern government with their 230-vote loss. That's just amazing. Ms. May welcomed the no-confidence motion labeled by Jeremy Combe. They will vote today on whether to boot the Prime Minister out of office, which could spark another election just weeks before Brexit. The DUP and hardline Brexiteers said they would vote to keep her in power. This didn't work out that way. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news or a21r.com. That's a shortcut.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-fill pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Okay, so government shutdown includes the State of the Union address. Did you know that? So, the Speaker of the House invites the President to come and speak to the House, right? But now, Pelosi asked Trump to reschedule the State of the Union because of the shutdown. The House Speaker is citing security concerns, but Democrats also don't want to give Trump a platform to blame them for the shutdown. Really? Oh, come on, Nancy. Come on. What's wrong with you? I think she's concerned about her border security at her house. I'm just saying. It says Nancy Pelosi on Wednesday asked Donald Trump to reschedule the State of the Union address or deliver it in writing as long as the government remains shut down. Pelosi said the partial shutdown has hamstrung both the U.S. Secret Service and the Department of Homeland Security, potentially harming the security planning that precedes the primetime address. Sadly, the security concerns and unless government reopens this week, I suggest that we work together to determine another suitable date after government has reopened for this address or for you to consider delivering your State of the Union address in writing to the Congress on January 29th, Pelosi wrote in a letter. Publicly, Democrats plan to argue that the parties need to focus on addressing the shutdown, now the longest in U.S. history. But privately, they also don't want to give Trump a major platform to blame them for the shutdown when Trump's demand for billions in wall funding has been the main driver, according to a Democratic lawmaker close to the leadership. I think they better rethink this whole thing about the State of the Union as well. Staff have been discussing the idea of postponing the State of the Union, with some expressing concern about rescheduling travel plans for lawmakers and guests as well. The announcement comes as a group of bipartisan lawmakers in the Problem Solvers Caucus. We have a caucus. I like that word, caucus. Is set to meet with Trump on Wednesday to discuss border security. Democrats are rallying fellow members to stay together as the White House tries to peel off members known for cutting deals. Senate Minority Leader Chuck E. Schumer. Attended a closed-door caucus meeting with House Democrats just as Pelosi made the announcement on the State of the Union address on Wednesday. He told them to stay unified in their opposition. Stay unified. I wonder if she was concerned about her own border security at her residence. Those illegal foreign nationals have invaded the Pelosi residence, if you have not heard. Our own Will Johnson was reporting on that fact from the front yard of Nancy Pelosi just the other day. I hate it when this happens. Laura Loomer, other people were there too. Don't you hate it when this happens? I do. Gosh, I'm shocked. I'm shocked to see this. Shocked. Shocked that Nancy would propose such things. Shows you the desperation. Of course, if you think about it, it's not a bad idea on their part, because Trump's just going to come up with out of the bully pulpit. He's going to rise up and bully them. He will, and he should. That's why it's called the bully pulpit. See, we have permission to bully from the pulpit. It's okay to move around the country and take your pulpit with you and bully people. That's what the president does. And Nancy doesn't like it. So she wants to control the bullying. She doesn't want to be bullied anymore. No bullying for you, Nancy. I know there's some people chuckling at that little comment right now. It's an inside radio thing, right? For the inside exclusive group of Agenda 21 Radio. They're chuckling, going, no address for you, Nancy. I think this is going to absolutely blow up in their faces if they tell the president he can't come and speak. And because the nation, and travel plans have been set for all the dignitaries. Come on. Not going to work for you, Nancy. Of course, people don't understand. See, this is the dilemma that Nancy Pelosi has. Most people do not understand a fundamental about the State of the Union. The president just doesn't get up and say, hey, we're going to do the State of the Union. I'm coming over, batting down the hatches. He's a separate part of the government. Oh, yeah. There's basically three, fundamentally, there's three divisions of our government. There's the executive, judicial, and the legislative. And the legislature is supposed to be a bicameral legislature based upon Republican form of governance, representative government. That's what this is all about. That's what it says in the guarantee clause. Yeah, I hate it. You know, I'm always thinking about the guarantee clause. I'm perseverating. I don't know why. I don't know why I would be perseverating on the guarantee clause. And you should be, too. If you are not perseverating about the guarantee clause, you have serious constitutional constipation. You really do. You're suffering from CC, constitutional constipation, because you do not understand that clause. You have the three branches of government, and all three are not supposed to step on each other's toes. They're supposed to be checks and balances, so that one form of the three branches does not get stronger than the other. Like right now, we have a judiciary that's basically, a lot of people will say not. They'll say that the judiciary is out of control because people are legislating from the bench. And that really does happen with judges. So you have one guy who legislates from the bench. He says, I don't like that legislation. Let's clean it up and change it. And they change something from the bench. They give their opinion from the bench, and it all just comes apart. Legislation that has been, you know, put together by the legislators from the House of Representatives and the Senate. Get it? There's two, and then they have equal power within their own branch. Every time you have a branch of government, they try and equal it out with equal power to something else that it can run checks on the power of that branch. Because you do not want to have one branch of government more out of control and more powerful than another. Like in California. California is a monoparty system, and it's out of control. Power to one party. And there is no Republican form of government, which, is, by the way, is guaranteed. Now, this is where we clean out the constipation. Prepare yourself. Constitutional constipation will not be tolerated on Agenda 21 Radio. And Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution is the guarantee clause that says, hey, all Americans are guaranteed a Republican form of government. Wow, what a concept. Representative government. California does not have that. No nine yet, not a chance that it has it. But we're guaranteed that, as well as being free from invasion and also from freedom from violence. Those are the three elements of the guarantee clause. But no one wants to talk about that, because here's what my point is and why Nancy Pelosi's thing will probably fall flat on her face. She invites the president to speak to the people as speaker. She's third in command, if you didn't know. Yeah, she's third down the line. She could be president. Something happens to Pence and Trump, all of a sudden, shazam, she could be speaker. The Speaker of the House steps up in that line of succession. Succession. Get it? Well, she invites the president. The president just doesn't come storming into Congress. He doesn't have the authority to do it. He doesn't have the power. He doesn't have the power to demand a speech. That's my point. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free. Call
800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715. And use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715. Promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
Interesting what's going on here. I'm going to play this for you. We played this
earlier. Setting up sanctuary.
Ah! Huh?
Let's do that. You see? See? Yep, open.
Yeah, let's get everything. Yeah, right here.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh, Nancy Pelosi's house.
Let's get everything. Oh, you brought my hat. Oh, my God. Great.
Safety first.
Safety first.
When we're building a sanctuary, a caravan sanctuary, safety is always first.
So, you know, everybody has been wondering, where does everyone in this caravan go? Because, you know, asylum is a human right, and everyone's welcome here, right? This is a sanctuary state, California sanctuary state, so everyone's welcome here. So
this is Laura Loomer.
Everyone in the caravan is going to go. They're going to
talking
come
about
here.
Sanctuary state
here in
and they're setting up a tent on Nancy Pelosi's residence. In the background, you can kind of hear her talking.
It's beautiful.
Oh yeah, it's a wonderful thing.
I'm just so exhausted because I can't.
Yeah, so here we have
Wonderful mansions in California.
Aha! Here's Will Smith.
Laura Loomer and some illegal aliens have jumped her wall here, and they are setting up sanctuary.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. setting up sanctuary on her lot. I hate it when this happens.
Okay.
This is Will Smith, of course. We're gonna leave them to their own devices. I mean, I'm not encouraging people to go on other people's property. I know what that's like, but the hypocrisy here that's being demonstrated is an interesting part of that. I mean, I don't go into that sort of thing. But anyway, just thought I'd share that with you. Seems to be an issue dealing with Nancy Pelosi and the whole sanctuary. You know, she's got to feel a little bit uncomfortable about all this. And I really don't blame her. I would too. I feel uncomfortable for her. I really do. I think it's unfortunate that Nancy Pelosi's house gets invaded. Don't you? I mean, really? And that's really what happened here, is that her house was invaded by interlopers such as Will Smith and others, Will Johnson and others. And it's too bad. It's too bad. So we have Pelosi's residence is now a sanctuary state, right? And I'm doing some work here because I'm multitasking, and I'm putting Nancy Pelosi's residence turns into sanctuary state. Yeah, we're gonna publish that. I'm sorry. I just cannot resist it. It's too tempting to see this sort of thing happening, actually, that Nancy Pelosi's residence could actually be turned into a sanctuary state. Don't you think? Well, I mean, she has a wall. What's to stop people from coming into her residence? See, that's really kind of one of the learning points here. When you are a multi-billionaire like she is, and you are trying to allow people to come into our nation, some people aren't going to like it. And I think that I really speak for a lot of people. We don't like it the way it's happening. I think everybody, if we're doing it orderly, legally, properly, you know, when an illegal foreign national comes across the border illegally, they're making a statement. Forget if it's a misdemeanor or if it's a felony, but if you come across the border illegally, I have worked with numerous people who have obtained citizenship. I helped them get it over the years as an educator. Hello, I get it. And these good people who come across the border illegally, and some who do come across legally who want to obtain citizenship, they struggle with this. They do. But it also says to those that aren't inclined to follow laws at all, it encourages lawlessness. And gee, I don't know about you, but it sure seems like our country is starting to suffer from a great deal of lawlessness, especially after the Obama administration, right? So there is the crux of it all, and Nancy Pelosi is going way out of her way to encourage lawlessness, in my opinion, complete lawlessness, and Chuck E. Schumer the same boat. So, is it a dose of medicine for her? I don't know. I am just a person. I'm just a radio talk show host. I'm just a person. But, you know, it takes a lot of courage for these guys to go out and do that, and then suffer some of the ridicule. I'm giving them some ridicule and some pain and agony because, you know, I'm not too sure I like the idea of them being on her property or my property. I don't like that. But that's what makes us all uncomfortable about everything that goes on with illegal foreign nationals coming into our country. Hello. Aren't you? I mean, if you're an American and you think that having illegal foreign nationals invade our country is a good idea, well, you know, there's something wrong with you. And are they experiencing a great deal of uncomfortableness right now with Nancy Pelosi? And is she experiencing some uncomfortableness because people have shown up at their house? The answer to that is yes and heck yes. You should all feel uncomfortable with this invasion that's going on. Because it is an invasion. Now, we are responsible for the invasion. I'm blaming us. You know, I leave my house. I lock the front door. I go to bed at night. We lock the doors. We do a safety check. We do things that, you know, we do things a little differently than most people, but we do things to make sure we're secure. We don't leave the doors wide open. Okay, and I know all of you do the same thing, but what we are not doing that in this country. And we haven't been for a long time. We've left the border wide open, the doors wide, and still now today with these caravans coming up, these caravans are being organized. Highly sophisticated organizational patterns have been developed here over the years because we have opened the doors completely to illegal foreign nationals coming in illegally. And then we get all mad at the illegal foreign nationals because we're encouraging them. That's why Congress, Nancy Pelosi, need to act with the president to put a stop to it. But she's not doing it. So now activists are stepping up and going, well, Nancy, here's a little dose of your own medicine. That's really what they're doing. Why doesn't Nancy Pelosi and the rest of them see it this way? Well, because they, for some reason, gee, I wonder what it is, are being influenced by their betters not to do anything about it. In other words, they're in bed with the people who want to destroy this country, the globalists. Yeah, there are people who want to destroy this country. I know some of you are so hard-headed, you don't get that. But it's true. And how are they doing it? Breaking us down with caravans. You know, one of the things I was talking about earlier, yesterday, is it seems like the media is trying to norm caravanning. Hello? Norm caravan? Yeah, normalize it. Like, it's okay. It's okay to jump. Just come across the border. You know, we like these caravans diluting our population and our sovereignty. And come on, come on. It's not normal. Not any more normal than you opening your door wide open at night. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented my pillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
My pillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee my pillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion. by the 10th Street Bridge, always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Brad Dacus is going to be joining us in the third hour. At least that's the plan, Stan. That is the plan, Stan, is that he's going to be joining us, and we're going to welcome him with open arms here at Agenda 21 Radio. And you can see the whole clip of Will Johnson and his friends. Well, and Laura Loomer, apparently, you know, setting up, getting Nancy Pelosi ready for that, you know, the caravan. I mean, why not have a caravan, right? And she's absolutely going to be happy Nancy Pelosi. Okay, gosh, lots of strange things going on. San Bernardino's X-ray, talks voting concerns. This is an interesting little story that we have up on Agenda 21 Radio. I'm sorry, I have to get to it. It's being delayed by computer thinking. You know, when computers think, we're in trouble, right? Sometimes that is the case. However, San Bernardino's ex-registrar talks voting concerns. And then this is from California County News, a little periodical. It's a very short clip, but I'm playing this because I want you to kind of get a drift of what's going on. It says the former registrar of voters for San Bernardino County is expressing some concerns about San Bernardino's preparedness ahead of election changes in 2020. Michael Sharpello, who worked for the county from 2011 to 2018, spoke to Highland Community News about his worries. This includes outdated election equipment and machinery, misprints that occurred on ballots last year, cuts to early and after-hour voting, and the cancellation of a plan for more ballot drop-off locations in the county. Sharpello also complained that a new ballot sorting machine he approved was canceled after he left office. It's sitting on a pallet in a warehouse somewhere, he told Highlands News. He added that a plan to allow voters to track their ballots was also nixed after he left. The bad news is that the legislature has now mandated that service. And now the county is going to have to pay hundreds of thousands of dollars for the services they could have had for free. Sharpello would not discuss in his abrupt departure, which occurred some 100 days after the November election, anything. He has previously said he was forced to resign due to differences with county leadership, specifically the county's chief operating officer, Leonard Hernandez. Although Sharpello has raised a number of questions about the county's voting system and cybersecurity, county spokesman David Wirt, what's wrong with me? Wirt has said his departure had nothing to do with the integrity of elections and regulation activities during his tenure. Oh, that's good to know, isn't it? Right. This is another big bad story. I don't know. We're not going to cover the whole thing right now. But after we have Brad Dacus from the Pacific Justice Institute, we are going to talk about this story. Judge orders Susan Rice Ben Rhodes to answer written Benghazi questions in Clinton email lawsuit. I hate it when this happens. A federal judge ruled Tuesday that former National Security Advisor Susan Rice and former Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes must answer written questions about the State Department's response to the deadly 2012 terror attack in Benghazi as part of an ongoing legal battle over whether Hillary Clinton sought to deliberately evade public record laws by using a private email server while Secretary of State. U.S. District Judge Royce Lamberth denied a request by the conservative group Judicial Watch to make Rice and Rhodes sit for depositions, but agreed to have them answer written questions. He also agreed to Judicial Watch's request to depose, listen to this, the State Department about the preparation of talking points for Rice, then-President Barack Obama's ambassador to the United Nations, ahead of appearances on political talk shows the Sunday following the attack. Aha. Now, I think we're going to postpone this discussion until the next hour, after Brad Dacus is on with us. I'll tell you why, because it's we are very, very knowledgeable. And I'm just sort of setting the stage for those of you that want to know the truth about what happened in Benghazi. Since we reported this in the first day or so after the attack, and then the after her appearances on the Sunday shows, we had it all clarified. And the lies and the lies and the lies. And it's going to be interesting. She's going to have to go up against the truth here, Susan Rice and Ben Rhodes. And I don't know why. Here's a little tidbit for you. I don't know why Ben's brother, his homie, isn't being deposed either. Oh. Yeah, I bet you didn't know that Ben has a brother named David. I bet you didn't know that. Maybe some of the new listeners don't know that. All my old-time listeners, they understand. They have been thoroughly briefed on this situation. Thoroughly briefed. That Ben Rhodes has a brother named David. He was one of the chief architects at CBS News of the whole thing with Benghazi. The whole explanation that Susan Rice gave to everybody. And he was instrumental in spinning the narrative. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com, for all of your information about New California. What a concept. What a concept. New California. And New California is, in fact, happening. Much to the chagrin of some people, it's happening, and it's going to be a big, big success. It already is a success, and it's just taken off, so... We're excited about that. We're very, very excited about that. And it's interesting that Nancy Pelosi wants to put off the State of the Union address. Well, I wonder why. I wonder why. I have no idea. Do you? Other than, you know, people, she might be bashed around the head and shoulders if, in fact, that takes place by the Trump. But, you know, I think, listen, the problem that they're going to have is what happens when he does come back and everything's settled. And he's, because he's not going to just submit a letter. No, he's not going to do it. He's going to want to have that audience. And he might not have it this year, but he might have it next year. It's called pick your poison, Nancy. She got herself in this position. But then there's also the element of New California. You know, I hate it when this happens. I absolutely hate it when this happens. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. In New California, check it out because we have a lot of things going on in New California. We have the convention coming up on January 26th. We hope you can be there in Roseville, California. It's going to be awesome, and it's going to be an awesome experience for everybody. Breaking out the Constitution, writing our grievances, I mean expressing ourselves through our grievances, signing the Declaration of Independence of New California from California. An awesome experience. Yesterday was the one-year anniversary, of course, of the Declaration of Independence being read and, well, given to the world about New California being a new state, the 51st state in the Union. We have the flag down in the ground. We're here to stay. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, or a21r.com. That's the shortcut. And stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life.
Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.